The nomadic Tuareg of Niger and Mali have long fought to establish their own independent nation. That dream has yet to be realized, but multiple failed rebellions have inspired a musical tradition telling stories of suffering and nostalgia. One Tuareg folk musician who goes by the name Bambino is a rising star. Banning Air has this review of his new CD, Agadez.
The guitar playing is clean and tuneful, sunnier than the raw trance grooves of other Tuareg rock bands. Bambino's songs evoke the hardship of separation and loss, but his pain comes filtered through the shimmering veneer of a young man's all-consuming love of nature. Omara Mokhtar was a talented guitarist from a young age, hence the nickname Bambino. He was leading a band in Niger in 2007 when rebellion once again plunged the Tuareg into turmoil. By that time, a Tuareg with a guitar was considered about as dangerous as one with an AK-47, and when two members of Bambino's group were killed, he fled to Burkina Faso and composed songs of nostalgia for his desert home. Jamming guitars, bluesy pentatonic scales, songs of moral indignation, this can all seem like some surreal reflection of the American rock and roll saga, only set among nomadic Muslims in the Sahara Desert. The stark beauty of the desert is key. It explains the paradoxical serenity in this music of revolutionaries. Last year, with the rebellion quieted, Bambino returned to Niger and participated in the rehabilitation of the northern city of Agadez. It was a profoundly moving experience for him, one that gives this mesmerizing CD its name. Bambino makes the suffering of an ancient people in a harsh and distant land strangely contemporary and universally appealing.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed the CD Agadez by Bambino.